There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Eight.
We have heavy damage into a mobile home park that has 40-plus mobile homes completely totaled and damaged and having patients being cut out with jaws of life now. Everything on what they call the 98 bypass of Columbia, all the businesses that's on the east side is severely heavily damaged.
Boy, and that was pretty much the way it was across the board in a couple of counties in Mississippi. The governor there declaring a state of emergency, sadly. Here we are in the holiday season, and that's very tough to have those tornadoes swoop down big, giant clouds and rip through not just mobile home parks, but some other areas as well. That was Captain Terry Hamilton. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, wishing you and yours the best of the best this holiday and swinging into 2015. So that certainly is not the case here with this Christmas tragedy. Four people dead. The severe storm was awful, slammed into the southern part of the U.S. Many of you listening to me completely can relate to that. Lots of heavy rain, power lines down, that kind of stuff, and these terrible in Mississippi tornadoes, just monster storms also threatening in the next day or two. A lot of the holiday travelers, because with gas being so low, a lot of folks decided to jump in the car instead if they were going 50 miles or more outside of where they live, maybe to a relative's house, whatever it is. So this storm that's got the winds and the rain is on track to smack into the eastern part now of the United States, right along that 95 area. That'll really be tough on Christmas Eve travel plans, grounding flights and tying up traffic. And by the way, if you're listening to this on either end of it, if you're traveling home or traveling to, make sure you check in, for goodness sake, if you're taking a flight. But even looking at the roads, I had this happen to me the other day. A big road through Texas and Oklahoma is 35, and there was a truck that completely flipped over, and the road was really blocked up right where I was, too, not too far in front of me, for an hour and a half. Luckily, I knew what was happening because I paid attention and I got an alert, and I zoomed into a side street and was able to turn around. But, boy, there were people that were stuck on 35 where it was like a crawl. It was like they were in L.A., not as if they were in Texas going to Oklahoma. So I think this weather will affect air travel, definitely on the ground, snow in Chicago, so O'Hare, Midway airports, they're thinking, you know, they get a ton of travelers, close to 4.3 million, something like that, and they know that that's going to perhaps cause delays. You might see that same thing in New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and like I said, on the roads, over 98 million people. Watch out, because that number's up, so that means you're going to have to pack your patience, right? And that's tough to do when you're whipped, you're up early, not a lot of sleep. Yeah, it's hard. But remember, it's the season to be jolly. So try to be jolly and avoid road rage if you find yourself in one of these traffic snarls, especially because of the weather. I hate to predict doom and gloom and heap that on you right at the top of the show, but let's just say this, it's not looking good. Here's one thing that's looking good to pick you up. Nail the Score. We've got a special edition coming up at the tail end of the show. It is the game where we randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and you call in whether you love football, hate football, or sort of just ambivalent. Tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. You could pick out any random numbers, and you may be a winner. We've had a couple of winners, Chris in Connecticut and Dave in Vermont. You might be next on the list. We're kind of due for a winner, so perhaps it'll be you, and who knows what game it is. There are still some games with playoff implications on the line. There's a few people that could, teams that could go home, also teams that could get home field advantage. But I'll tell you, Cincinnati made it interesting because they gave the Patriots' home field advantage in the AFC. So you know the road to the Super Bowl will go through, most likely, will go all the way through New England. Who knows? Because they look pretty, pretty tough. Regardless, nail the score, tail end of this hour. Also coming up on America Tonight in our third hour, because we're doing a look back at 2014, some of our big stories, some of the things that we talked about. And we talked with someone who became one of my favorite people, Carrie Stewart Parks. She's an artist who's been used by the FBI in some really, really big cases. And she commented on the whole Jack the Ripper thing, where they thought they figured out for sure who Jack the Ripper was. And she worked on some big cases in Seattle and other parts of the United States. And she actually helps people perfect their skills when they're trying to work with police departments to be able to draw suspects, etc. And I think she's great. We've had her on a couple of times. And Jesse Ventura, never shy about his political opinions, pops on. You know, we had the midterm elections, and he had thoughts on running for president or running for politics in general and how we should go about picking the people who represent us. So that's in our next hour, Plus, Sports Shorts, that fun little feature that we do, is coming up here in this hour as well. There's a lot of contract talks in sports. It's about show me the money sometimes, and there's a few cases of show me the money that might actually be pretty big show me the money. I don't know. Working in a college system has a certain appeal, I think, for coaches, and also I would say for people who are in the academic side of some of these big tier one schools. Anyway, I think the most shocking story to come out of the entire day, and really I'm going to say this is going to be through the entire week, is the unbelievable breaches at the Atlanta airport, where guns were being smuggled by one employee and one former employee, and nobody had any idea. It's almost pure luck that they happened upon what was going on and then did surveillance, and an undercover cop was actually sold some of the guns, so that what was happening here is they were taking the guns from Atlanta to New York and then pushing them off, peddling them, some AK-47s and handguns and all of that. But the fact that 18 loaded, I want to make sure I emphasize that, 18 loaded guns were smuggled onto flights? What? The crazy hoops that we have to jump through. And now this will just add to that, by the way. It'll add another layer, especially at Atlanta. And this was a Delta Airlines employee. And this is an unbelievable breach of security at the busiest airport in the United States. So it's very troubling, unbelievably troubling, that you have these guns that were on the plane. Can you imagine? How easy would it have been to put a bomb on one of the planes? I mean, really, that's what you're thinking. If you have these two guys, what happens is one's a current employee, the other guy goes through, he meets them, boom, gives them the guns, puts it on his carry-ons, and has a giant carry-on, just gets on the plane with loaded weapons, and nobody has any idea. In total, this year anyway, 153 guns were recovered. Unreal. And they don't screen the employees. They go through supposedly a rigorous screening to become an employee, but then once they're there, they don't go through any of the screening. Oh, brutal. Mailbag coming up. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Merry, merry, and all that stuff. To all of you listening to America Tonight, thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks so much for all your thoughts throughout the year. It always blows me away the kinds of emails we get, and especially on our features like Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. People are really catching on to all of that, and I appreciate it. I truly do. If you have any thoughts, you can share them with me anytime, 24/7, americatonight.net. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Murray. Kate, first-timer, long-timer. Isn't that what people say in the radio world? Like the show. Do have to tell you that this Sony story is insane. In fact, I wasn't paying very much attention to it until I heard you talk about it a bunch and had one guy on who was talking about cybersecurity in general, a guy out of New York, and I thought that was a pretty interesting conversation. So then I started to look at some of the emails and look at what was happening with Sony. What chickens for not releasing the interview? Well, you know what? We have some updated information on that front. The interview is going to be released on Christmas, but through independent movie theaters, not the big chains that you may go to once in a while if you go to see a movie, but the independent movies. For example, near me there's a movie theater chain called, and it's just a small, they have a handful of them, called Alamo Draft House, and they're going to show the movie. You can't even get through on their phone lines because so many people are going to go and see it. So 3,000 theaters in all supposedly are going to have it available. The backlash was a big deal, but I love the president. You know, hey, I'm going to agree with the president on this one. He said the movie studio made a mistake by not showing it, and they The White House did say the president applauded the decision to authorize screenings of the film, so they're going to do it. Because, listen, free speech, the right of artistic expression. I mean, we live in the United States of America, for goodness sake. I always say, no matter what, even as frustrated as we get at times to some of the nonsense that washes out of Washington, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. All you have to do is go to a few of these other countries, even what I call the tweener countries, and you will be glad, my friends, that you live here in the United States. So bravo that this movie is going to come out at some of these theaters. One of the actors, Seth Rogen, tweeted almost minutes after he heard, "The people have spoken, freedoms prevailed, Sony didn't give up. The interview will be shown at theaters, willing to play it on Xmas Day." I love it. I think it's great. It should be shown. And let people go and see it if they want to go and see it. So eventually the bigger houses may show it once. Probably what's going to happen is, and that's, you know, it's all about the it's all about the do-re-mi. We do live in a capitalistic society, which is, hey, I say it all the time. I mean, it works. It works when it's working right. And the movie business is about supply and demand. So if you own a movie theater or you're a movie chain and you're getting the films and running them, you want a lot of people to be excited about a movie and come because, you know, your concessions are going to make you money. You're going to sell candy and popcorn and hot dogs and anything else that you have. And that's the name of the game when you're in the movie business. It's the markup at the concessions more than anything that nets you the bigger bucks is what they're looking for. So I guarantee when this movie explodes independently, the bigger houses will release it too, and then that's the end of that, right? All right, so I'm veering off. Let me get back to all of you, not me. This one from Jake in Austin, who emails us a ton. Happy Christmas, Merry New Year's. Did you like how I transposed that, Kate? I want to say that to you and all the listeners. I have to tell you that I've really, really liked the offerings this year. I've been listening to you for a long time. I like the different topics, things you talk about, all that kind of stuff. And for goodness sake, the idea that you're bringing clarity to an area where there isn't much clarity. And you always say this, and people need to pay attention, whether you are right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, you let people express themselves. And I was glad to see this year that more of the Dems and the Libs decided to come to the party instead of just attack conservatives, because you certainly invite everybody along. So that's a good thing. I have to tell you this. I'm glad I'm in Texas. I have family all over the country, and it looks like it's going to be nasty in the East Coast. I happened to catch the weather, and I saw that there's going to be nasty rainstorms. There was tornadoes for our friends in Mississippi, and that was sad to see. It always seems like the weather kicks up when there's a holiday. It does feel like that, doesn't it? And at Christmas time, you know, there's that song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And snow is great when you don't have to travel in it, but when you have to fly somewhere or you have to drive somewhere and you have a little bit of distance, yeah, not so great. Not when you're stuck on these big highways like I-70 in Denver, the people in Colorado trying to get to ski areas or to family, and it's, you're not moving. I mean, you know, you can get out of the car and put on your skis and have better luck. Then you go through the rain where the visibility's terrible. And, of course, needless to say, the people who have it worse right now are the people in Mississippi that got slammed by tornadoes because they've got power outages, damages. Some people were injured. It was pretty nasty stuff. And, you know, it's tough to get out of the way of that tornado because sometimes it, more than when you have hurricane warnings, tornadoes scare me much more than hurricanes because you just don't know. All of a sudden, you hear that, oh, there might be a warning, or we're having some watches, or and then the next thing you know, there's these dark funnel clouds. And since I live in Tornado Alley, I'm very aware of it. We've had, you know, tractor trailers picked up off the highway It happened 2 years ago, but we had it happen, and we've had that severe weather, and the people in Mississippi can relate to that. Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, even Florida and Louisiana, the tornadoes have certainly popped up there. Be careful. There are some of the areas where there's tornado watches that are out. And this is kind of that secondary movement, for lack of a better way to describe it, when it comes to tornadoes, too, by the way. All right, how about this one from Susan? Susan says, go, Kate, go. Nail the score. I promise when I get a chance I'm going to call. But I'm your Susan, or at least one of them, that always sends you a guess. I get to the computer just in time, usually, to get a guess in. And I love Nail the Score. I don't know why you compared it to Keno, and I think I liked Keno when I was in Las Vegas. So I do enjoy listening to people call in and trying to guess what the score of the football game of the week is going to be. And it's actually made me pay attention more to what's happening in the NFL, because I have to say I'm sort of an average fan, not a rabid fan, but interested, I guess, is the best way to put that. How about this one from Bobby B? And Bobby B says, Kate, what a tough year in the world and here in the United States. You've talked about some of the big stories. Ebola certainly gripped us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But there were some other things as well that were equally as scary. And I think the ISIS beheadings and some of the boldness that we've seen coming out of the Middle East, other things that have happened here at home with protests and Ferguson, Missouri, some of the anger people are really, really feeling. I think collectively we all need a meditation day, but I don't know that everybody would participate. But wouldn't it be great? Closed for meditation. I like it. We need to take a breath. Yeah, it's funny you say that. I just saw Anderson Cooper did a story on 60 Minutes about meditating and about a place where people go to learn how to meditate and the effects on the brain of meditating. Oh, it's so tough to do, though. Do you ever just sit quietly? I mean, really sit quietly. You're not reading. You're not looking at something. You're not thinking about a list of things you have to do. And your mind is just toast. I mean, you're just not thinking about anything. When people say they're good at meditating, they must practice. How do you shut the valve off completely? And he said it was really tough because at this place where he was, I just happened to catch the 60 Minutes, and this was recently, I think last week, that he couldn't have a cell phone or a computer or any of that kind of stuff that you're normally hooked up to. And that makes sense because technology, I mean, you're going to check technology if it's around you. So you get the idea. You can always send me, as I said at the top of this, your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact. It's just that easy. Bada bing. You are in. Boom. Like that. Coming back on the flip side here on America Tonight, some odds and ends.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lots sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spread the word. Wake up, America. Nail the score. Your chance to win prizes, bragging rights. Just have fun, right? So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. I know you're not all on 95 or 70 or stuck someplace else battling the elements. And if you are, this will pick you up. So nail the score in our next segment. Before we get there, however, you know, I mentioned this thing about what happens, pack your patience when you get on the road and you just have no patience. What a crazy story I saw today. My friend in California actually sent me a link to it, but I think it's pretty much all over now. There was a woman in Northern California who had to make her first court appearance after this crazy road rage incident was actually filmed. It was actually on a cell phone video, and it showed a car forcing a car off a mountain highway. Two women were frantically calling the California Highway Patrol on Saturday afternoon to report that they were repeatedly cut off by the driver of this, you know, Ford Explorer. An and it was Interstate 80, about 60 miles, give or take, northeast, somewhere in that area of Sacramento. And what they were saying is they were yelling in the phone, hey, she's trying to cut us off, she's trying to run us off the road. And it ended up that the Explorer forced their Mazda onto the shoulder of the road, and they were saying, she just hit our car, she just hit our car, she's pushing us off the road, she's coming for us. They were screaming at the dispatcher, and you could hear their one woman's voice was clearly shaky, and she said, you know, please, please help us. And the video shows it. It shows them being forced onto the shoulder, and she does confront them. She comes out of the car, and she does, you know, go for them. And the video, and of course there's all kinds of language in it, but the video is, you can find it anywhere. It's craziness. It's like your worst nightmare that this would happen to you, and you'd have to have somebody come up to the window and bang on the window. And it turns out that the suspect, her name is Deirdre Orozco, was charged with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon, two counts of false imprisonment, unlawful use of a badge, reckless driving, resisting arrest, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she's held in $250,000 bail, and she's due back in court on Friday, and she's pleading not guilty to a bunch of charges. But she had been arrested 3 days earlier, but was freed while they were weighing charges from what happened. And she first hit a driver at an intersection, then continued to a relative's house, and then started along the other route. And that's how all of that happened. And she clearly was not right. I don't blame them for being freaked out, because she went up to the window and she's banging on the window. And she obviously had a weapon with her, and she wasn't, you know, she wasn't right. And it was a good thing that they called, I would say. She was saying that when she was knocking on the window that she was an officer. She identified herself as a police officer, and of course she wasn't. And, this is the kind of thing that you, as I said, for odds and ends, this is the kind of thing that it is freaky when you think about someone chasing you down, you know, hunting you down the road. It's one thing for somebody to flip you off or yell something or whatever, but to have somebody actually continue and try to push you off the road like it's a Lifetime movie, road rage, stunning. But they were smart, because with two of them, they were able to film it. So there's your evidence right there. Hey, look what's happening. In live and in living color, we are calling you, we are filming this, and that's it. So here you go. You tell me that we shouldn't be concerned over what's happening. Here's something that we talked about a lot in 2014. In fact, Luke Vargas was over in the Ukraine, and we chatted to him a lot about what it was like there. And he was there as things were starting to unfold with Russia. But they're saying now that the real victims, and I guess it's not a surprise, but the real victims in what's gone on in the Ukraine is the children. I mean, the children are the ones that find themselves in situations where they are homeless, or they're left holding the bag. And this is all part of Russia, the standoff of Russia and the people in the Ukraine who are not loyal to Russia, do not want to go back to Russia. And this, I'll call it sort of a standoff or impasse, hasn't really changed that much. We just stopped talking about the story more because there was something else that took precedence. But you've got a lot of kids that are in situations where they're the ones, they say it's like 1.7 million, they're the ones that are suffering as a result of what's happened in the Ukraine. And Russia just was like, Russia was like a rattlesnake waiting desperately to strike its prey, and finding a few opportunities to be able to do that, but not as many as they had hoped for. So that created this vacuum and with that time, now we've had a few things that have happened that have allowed the Ukraine to show a little bit of its muscle, let's put it that way. So in these conflict areas, it's pretty serious. I mean, the UN is saying that. You've got harsh winter weather, and you have families that have been forced from their homes, so they don't have safe water, and they're bearing the brunt of it. So they're looking for extra resources to help the kids who need it. And you've got government forces and pro-Russia, Russian rebels that have been going after it in Donetsk, in those regions since April, after Russia annexed the Crimea region. And it's not getting any better. I mean, in fact, UNICEF had a press release where they released, because I got it, where they said 150 schools have been closed in parts of the Donetsk region because the fighting is still happening. So they can't have the school there. And you've got about 50,000 kids who haven't been to school since September 1st. So some schools are in ruins. Others are closed because of safety. Can you imagine? I mean, close your eyes for a second. Imagine that's your life. You're going to school, do-do-do, just carefree, doing your normal thing. All of a sudden, there's this conflict, and you're done. And it's been 6 months, 7 months, however long it's been, because it depends on where. And then you've got all these people that are just simply displaced. And UNICEF is saying they need like $32 million to meet the humanitarian needs of these kids and their families, because they need schooling, they need to pay for polio vaccines. They're worried about that. Safe water. They've had some outbreaks of some diseases, and it's bad stuff. Bad stuff. And there doesn't seem to be any repairing relationships with Putin, and the West isn't doing anything. So they've got these economic sanctions, and the Ukraine, the people in the Ukraine, especially these kids, are really bearing the brunt of what happened there. And it's like they disappeared, because there are so many other needs across the world that these children should be taken care of, but it's just one more cog in the wheel. And it's low on the totem pole unless somebody really takes up the cause in Washington. But even then, there'd have to be a very, very big push because of some other places where we're invested and need to jump out in front of that first. And in case you didn't hear it, George H.W. Bush was hospitalized. It was really a breathing thing, just kind of as a precaution, not wanting to take any chances. So he was taken to a Houston hospital because of the shortness of breath. You got to remember, he's 90 years old. I mean, he is the 41st president of the United States, and he was hospitalized a couple of years ago with bronchitis, but recovered pretty nicely. And now we're seeing the same thing. Don't know if it's fallen into the same category, but they say the hospital says he's breathing fine. They're keeping him there, though, for observation, because who wants to be the doctor that takes any chances? You know, people forget this about Bush, too. When something happens, you know how they release the whole biography. He was a Navy pilot. He flew like 58 combat missions in World War II. He was shot down once, but was rescued by U.S. sailors. And he probably is best known. I mean, he went into politics after working in the Texas oil business. But he was probably best known for one of his famous quotes, saying that the United States should become a kinder and gentler nation. I bet you thought I was going to say, read my lips, no more taxes. He's also famous for that as well, although he probably would rather not be famous for that. He would prefer the kinder, gentler nation versus the read my lips and the taxes, because it was easy to mock that afterwards. Coming up, no fooling, not pulling your leg. Nail the score, your chance for bragging rights and everything else in between. Stay with us. I'm punting it to the other side. See you there.
knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
After a tumultuous summer filled with domestic violence scandals, the NFL makes a big move. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
On the heels of the Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson cases, NFL owners unanimously approved a revised personal conduct policy. A more extensive list of prohibited conduct is on it, as well as specific criteria for paid leave for anyone charged with a violent crime. Biggest changes also include the NFL now hiring special counsel for investigations and conduct who will oversee initial discipline. The policy will implement an element of leave with pay during investigations of people charged with violent crimes. Also, the commissioner will maintain a role in the appeals process, but also might appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding an appeal. But not so fast, says the players' union. It released a statement saying they could consider Wednesday's vote by the owners as a violation of the collective bargaining agreement reached in 2011, giving the union cause to file a grievance. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
once again, we're going to roll out that computer. Thank goodness Matt Johnson is strong. So, Matt, let it fly. No surprise. I think this was probably a pretty good choice. There were some other games we could have had our computer pick. But I like this one. The Packers are hosting the Lions. I was talking to somebody I consider to be a really good insider from the Bleacher Report today, and they felt like the Lions had a great chance to win this game, despite the fact that at Lambeau Field, the Packers score 20 more points than even when they're on the road. But he seemed to think that this was gettable for Matt Stafford and his crew, that the Lions were ready to have this happen. It's been since the 90s since they were able to beat Green Bay with something on the line in Green Bay. So this could be it. Green Bay, by the way, has given up 7.5 points. That's what the wise guys think. Aaron Rodgers would be on a list for MVP. And is nursing a calf problem and getting over the flu. So I'm going to go with my insider, and I'm going to say that the Lions win this. And the final score is going to be 38-34. But I care what you think. So 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email right until the top of the hour at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And this is for the, this is basically your title game for the Lions and for the Packers, because, you know, it comes down to this. They're both 11-4. And, you know, the Packers are 7-0 at home. So it's not, picking the Lions, it's not a layup to pick the Lions. And this is for the NFC North title. So one of those two teams is going to snap up the NFC North. And I think it's going to be Detroit. All right, let's take a few. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete. Pete, what do you think?
Hey, radio lady, what's up?
It's almost Christmas time. Woohoo!
Yeah, back at you. 35-28 Packers.
35-28 Packers. Yeah, Packers, that's a close game. I like it if it's close because I know I'm going to be watching it, Peter. Thank you. Happy Mary and all that stuff to you. How about Grim? Grim, who are you picking in this one? Are you going with the Packers?
No, I'm going with you.
Yay, Lions.
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, I really would like to see the Lions and the Steelers in the Super Bowl. I think two lower teams would give us a game.
Maybe.
Four quarters worth.
There you go. I like that four quarters worth.
But I'm going to say the Lions 24 and the Packers 17.
24-17, so... Yeah, that's great. You like the defenses to step up at Lambeau, be a little bit cold, although they're both used to that. All right, Grim, happy, happy, merry, merry to you. How about Dan in the great state of Texas? Dan, what are you thinking?
Well, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas first. And I'm taking the Packers 34-31. This is going to be an offensive shootout. I mean, both guys are going to be on their A game.
Yeah, Matt Stafford, who is a Texas kid, and Aaron Rodgers. I agree with you there. I think they're both going to air it out. Absolutely. Cool.
Like I say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Dan. I hope that you get everything that you want. Good stocking stuffers. That's the key. Jack Down Under says the Packers win it 21-14 Packers. Matt, what do you think?
I don't know. I haven't been listening to every single score, so I'll just pick one out of the dark.
Okay.
And I'm going to go 21-16 Packers.
Ooh, Packers. So I think you should clip this off and send this to all your friends, Minnesota, rabid Minnesota Viking fans, that you're picking the Packers.
Well, you still got to make sense about it, too. And I don't know, Stafford hasn't been that good lately. The Lions don't really have that big of a running game. The Packers' defense has been playing better. Their offense, I know the Bills stopped them last week, but I don't think that's going to happen again.
And it is at home. And at home, they really do well at Lambeau, of course. So there is something to that, no doubt about it. Absolutely. In fact, we have a clip of Aaron Rodgers, I think. Here's something that Aaron Rodgers had to say about the Packers and how this game really, for everything on the line, means a little bit more even in a season where he's had a few games that were just shocking how they ended. And then he was also able to blow up a few people coming back on the flip side. But really at home, they had home cooking working for them for sure. And for most teams, you know, you want to pick up those home wins, but it doesn't always mean it happens. But that's what we've been able to see with the Packers, I think, more than any other team, if you look at the statistics from Lambeau. And here's Rodgers' take on why this is so important.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line. You know, it's an opportunity to win our fourth straight division title, which is will be pretty sweet. And we'll get a chance for a bye, and you know, which would be great to get some rest for all of us. Home playoff game is the most important thing. It's what we play for every year, especially the way we've been playing at home. But, yeah, we learned a lot last year about how to win a tight game like that against a division opponent, and we know it's going to be the same kind of game.
All right, Aaron Rodgers, we'll see. That should be a fun game to watch, no doubt. And don't worry, if you sent me a guess, I promise you I will get it. You will be locked and loaded, duly noted, for this version of Nail the Score. Quickly, let's slip in Bill in Florida. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, man. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the 41st president. If I was to allowed to ask him a question, I'd say, yeah, you're a very good president, but what would you do, Mr. President, when people were, you know, seriously hazed or sodomized and raped during your watch? What would he do? Would he say, hey, should they be fully compensated?
What are you referring to? What are you referring to with that incident? I mean, are you talking about overseas? Are you talking about torture and things that have happened? Are you talking about...
I watched Dick Cheney get on Meet the Press the other day talking about torture and all that stuff. They do it to their own military people. I mean, it happened to me, you know.
Oh, Bill, I'm so sorry to hear that, certainly. And we, unfortunately, are up against it, wishing you the best this Christmas. And, you know, it's interesting. That's a discussion we could certainly have. I've heard that from a few other military people, too, as well, some of the things that they have gone through, sadly. Thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.